Oh, this is very pretty.
I have my very, very good one, my medium, and my good. See, they're all completed.
Oh, so you keep your dishes out there?
So, these would be my everyday dishes. Would be my glass. If we're ever we're a big family, I have 3 shelves of glass.
I can use all these here too.
Yes, and these would be things I will use.
Just odds and ends.
That would be pots and pans right under the stove. These would be groceries.
Now you keep your groceries there.
Close to where I cook.
Would you ever have a room or in a house to keep groceries in?
If I ever have enough money to where I can buy $600 worth of groceries. Otherwise, 200 you store there and there.
Now, what would you call a room like that?
A pantry. And in Spanish, it's panteria.
About the same
way. Yes.
That's interesting. Now, you know, you said that you were telling me all the things you do in the morning, you know, to get... What do you call that? You say, if we were talking about what somebody is, you say, well, every morning she does what?
Todas las mañanas ella se levanta.
What does that mean?
She gets up. Se arregla, she gets dressed up, se va a la cocina, empieza el desayuno.
What's that mean?
She starts breakfast. Usually breakfast would be tortillas, chorizo, huevos rancheros, machacado. Have you had machacado ever?
No, what is that?
Oh, you missed something. I'm sorry I don't have any today. Like, I sent across the border for a package of dried meat. I pay $16 for it.
How much meat is that?
Like 3 pounds, it's very expensive. They dry and then they hit it with some sort of a hammer till it's paper thin. What I do is when I have time, I sit down and take little, what would you call it? I take the whole piece of meat and just slice it with my hands to where there are little threads. And that you cook with eggs, onion and tomato. I cut all the meat at one time and put it in a glass jar. And then it'll be ready whenever I use it. Or we'll have chorizo. Pancakes, we like, but pancakes are more like a snack for us, not breakfast.
Oh, really?
We usually would like pancakes. Like if you get up at 11 o'clock in the morning, you'll have pancakes. Otherwise, we stick to chorizo, huevo ranchero, stuff like that.
Huevo ranchero, that's what I had this morning.
Yes.
Tell me about that. How do you...
Well, you use oil. You put a little oil in the saucepan and you put in the onion. So it just gets tender. Sauté is the word. Okay, you put in the onion. Then you put in the pieces of tomato. You beat the eggs in a different bowl and put them in there. And you just mix them. And that's huevo ranchero. The chili sauce is optional. You can put it there, or you can put it separately. I'd rather do it separately. Then they can have as much as or as little as they want.
They put it in this one.
They put it in? I never do. I let them have their...
So that would be an everyday breakfast?
Yes.
And would you have meat?
We have meat 3 times a day.
What would that be?
Meat is in the morning because chorizo would be meat.
So you have that with your breakfast?
Yes. And then at lunch we would have like steak or like rice and meat or spaghetti and meat. And at night we usually have like spare ribs or roast or meatloaf.
Well, tell me some other cooking that you did, some
Mexican cooking? I like Mexican cooking. Like when I have time, I cook about 10 pounds of ground meat. And it'd be ready, I just put it in the refrigerator. From the ground meat, yes, I cook it. Yes.
In the stove or
what? Yes, in the stove. I cook it in the stove with sauce. That would consist of tomato and onions and green pepper. And the simmer it in water. Okay, so it's done.